Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name's John Easter. I'm not Emerson. Hopefully you're having a good morning. Emerson is in Detroit this week at a family reunion, so we know Emerson may be listening. You know, he might call in. Emerson does things like that every once in a while. But you can call in too, 317-244-9234. That's 317-244-WBDG. And you can also email us here at the show, john.easter@wayne.k12.in.us. Make sure that you do that as well. This is School Talk with Emerson. As I mentioned, Emerson is on assignment, so I'm John Easter here with you this morning along with our guest. We'll get to him in just a minute. Caesar is here, but Caesar was feeling a little under the weather this morning, so he's taking care of some things here. Briefly, we certainly didn't want him to be ill during the show, so he did show up. He was here. He was ready to go, but you know what? This is live radio. That's what we always say. The show must go on. So normally at this point, Emerson would make some sort of joke about the thing that's up on the wall. And we talk about what's on the big board, and why don't we do that right now? You're hearing the show, School Talk with Emerson, Fridays at 7:30, replays on Sunday at 2 p.m. Obviously, this week, we'll get to our guest in just a moment. You can follow us on all social media platforms at WBDG Indy. Coming up August 23rd, the Giants kick off the season. The Ben Davis football Giants at Brownsburg. Kickoff is 7 p.m. We'll have pregame coverage at 6. Tuesdays inside Ben Davis football right here from this studio this year. As we've been out on the road for a few other years, but this year we'll be right here in this studio starting Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. So make sure you tune that into your radio set. 7 to 7:45 will be the time on that. And then coming up in a couple of weeks, September 14th, it is the Out of the Darkness Walk, which is a suicide prevention event down at the White River State Park Celebration Plaza, 12:30 p.m. We will have coverage of that. So we do that every year. And that is the Big Board. You can also catch our podcast at audioboom.com if you search WBDG-FM. All righty. That gets the business out of the way. We can now get to the fun of the show. And we welcome our guest here this morning, the executive director of the MIC Network, also the director of media and community relations for the MSD of Warren Township. We won't hold that against him, though, over here on the west side, because we love Warren, too. But anyway, it is the executive director of the MIC Network, Mr. Dennis Jarrett. Good morning. Welcome to School Talk.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Mr. Easter. It is a definite pleasure to be out here with you guys on the west side of town.
I know. It's just the opposite, the west side. And, you know, I don't think people, you know, obviously Ben Davis and Warren, I think the rivalry has gotten more good-natured over several years. There was a time it was pretty bitter, but I think probably about the time we both were starting our teaching careers, it was a little more bitter. But certainly,
absolutely.
I think over time, it's kind of mellow. And now it's just a really good high school rivalry between the east side and the west side, because I think people have realized how similar our school districts are.
Yeah, I believe so, John. And I mean, there has definitely developed not just a competitiveness between the two schools, but also there's a respect. And I think that respect, I think both schools have a tradition of winning. And I think that has breeded respect over the years.
And it should be a lot of fun, that game coming up in September. So circle it on your schedule. Ben Davis of Warren Central in football, but in everything else as well.
Soccer, yeah, absolutely. Sport.
That's what we're here to talk about today, in a way. It's the MIC Network. That is the subject of our program today. And so we'll get to that in just a second. But let's talk a little bit about you, Mr. Jarrett. Tell us a little bit about your background. Where'd you matriculate into college, and family and things like that? Tell us about Mr. Dennis Jarrett.
Oh, okay, yes. Grew up in Hammond, Indiana, in case for those who want to get geographically.
Were you a governor, yeah, or what school in
Hammond? Well, I was a Wildcat. Hammond High.
Okay.
Hammond High Wildcats. We had a great basketball program back in the day, and didn't quite make it out of the regionals, but again, we don't want to go into that history. I played basketball for Hammond High, and some of those memories are great, then others are not so great. I remember, if I can deviate just for 10 seconds, sure. I remember playing, we were ranked number one in the state, and we were playing in a holiday tournament in Huntington. Never forget it, although it's been all these years. And we ran up on this team from Winchester. And, guys, we had 6'7", 6'6", and 6'5" across the front line. We just knew that we're number one ranked in the state. But we didn't count on, they had a guy named Dane Starbuck. Remember that name?
That's a good name.
Way before the coffee company, Dane Starbuck. And he lit us up, and they actually won. Matter of fact, if you go to IHSAA records, there's an article, and it talks about how they defeated us in that game. So Dane, we are in the annals of high school basketball history.
Dane Starbuck. That is a name right there.
He sounds like a player, doesn't he?
Yeah. Was that before Battlestar Galactica, too? Because, they had that.
Yeah, a little bit before that.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit before that.
Well,
but no, and then from Hammond High, went to IU. From IU, worked a little bit up in Valparaiso at the university, and then came here to Indianapolis and really started a career in broadcasting. Worked for Wish TV, worked for WRTV, and then started the video program over at Warren Central High School and the Walker Career Center.
What year was that you started the program over there?
That was 2000.
2000. So I came to Ben Davis in 99. So I was just trying to figure chronologically when we started, because it seemed like it was right about the same time.
Right, right. You got a little bit of a head start on me, but yeah, I came in fall of 2000 is when I started.
Now, you spent many years in the industry as well of television. I know that you're familiar with our TV instructor too, Mr. Dennis Goins. You have any good Mr. Goins stories that we can? He's probably listening over there.
So. Well, I know he is, and I have to be very careful because he knows how to retaliate quite nicely. Mr. Goins and I go way back. Matter of fact, our paths have crossed at a couple different stations. We were at Wish TV at the same time, and we were at WRTV at the same time. So we definitely, and I can't tell you, Mr. Easter, I have a great deal of respect for Mr. Goins, and number one, he's a great professional. He knows his craft. Number two, he's a great person. And you know what? Since I'm at Ben Davis, I'll say that, and I'll leave it at that. But we do. We have a great relationship.
And certainly BDTV's been a big part of the MIC Network as well. We'll get to that here in just a second. So you went to IU. Which that's great. That's also my alma mater, IU. So you got to Warren Central, and you made that transition as well from are you still in the classroom at Warren Central, even with the administrative being the director of media and community relations for the township?
Yeah, that's the beauty of what I do. I get a chance to do both. So in the morning, I have advanced media production class, and basically the students that are part of our Front Runner Media program, where we train them to be career focused in media production. So I get a chance to be with them in the morning.
I was going to ask you about Front Runner as well. and what you're doing with that. I know that's obviously tied up with the MIC network, but tell us how Front Runner came about.
Wow, yes. I'll give you the Cliff Note version here, and if I may, it really started out as really a vision to we wanted to build a facility that was definitely had all the essential equipment that our students can actually really get a feel for what it's like to be a professional media production person while they were still in high school. So the whole idea was to let's get them some experience working on real world projects with real world professionals while they're at high school, kind of cut their teeth and see if this is something that they wanted to do. So we were very fortunate, and I say very fortunate because timing was everything. We were able to, as a district, apply and receive a grant from the Department of Education at that time. And so we received about $1.7 million to build out the media production program. So we built out a studio, all the necessary equipment. But the most valuable piece that we added was a 24-foot mobile production trailer that we could be mobile and show our students what it's like to do live production and specifically live sports production. And that really was the impetus for the MIC network.
We have Harry and Jason here in the studio, and they're transfer students. Harry comes to us from Plainfield. Jason comes to us from Tri-West. So Jason plays football as well. We were talking about that yesterday, doing a little preparation for our football season coming up, our broadcast. And Jason was, you know, not going to be able to broadcast any of the games with us because he plays football for Tri-West, but he was doing all the commentary. So that was really good, even though we're not going to be able to use him in the booth. But, guys, if you guys have questions at any time, you guys can jump in too. So we always make students a part of our show. And as I said, usually Cesar Fernandez will be sitting in my chair where I am. I'm behind the board this morning, but Cesar not feeling well if you're just joining us. This is School Talk with Emerson. I'm John Easter, joined by Mr. Dennis Jarrett, the executive director of the MIC Network. And that's kind of where we're going to take our discussion next. We're going to make a little transition here and talk about the MIC Network. So we'll take a 30-second break. We'll reset the board and come back. So make sure you stay with us here on School Talk.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to School Talk. John Easter with you here this morning. Pinch hitting for the great Emerson Allen. I don't have all the excitement that Emerson normally does on a Friday morning. I don't know how Emerson does it. He always says he needs more coffee, and I don't think he does, because Emerson already, he's like instant coffee himself. But anyway, welcome back to School Talk. John Easter with you here. Pleased to be joined this morning by the executive director of the MIC Network, Mr. Dennis Jarrett. Welcome once again to the program. We've kind of spent the first half talking about you and talking about kind of the genesis of Front Runner Media and what that is over in the east side of town at the MSD of Warren Township. But you also became involved with the MIC Network. You're one of the founding fathers, so to speak, of that organization. So talk about what is the MIC Network and where did it come from?
Well, yes, definitely. It's a fascinating, you know, again, story, because, again, what we're all about, as you guys are also here, is opportunities for young people. That's the whole premise for what we do. So we were just looking at how do we provide opportunities for young people and take it beyond just the MSD of Warren Township, take it beyond Warren Central High School, beyond Walker Career Center, and involve all the MIC schools, because again, it's a great conference and it's a great athletic conference. So what we did was we approached the athletic directors and said, wait, we have this production equipment. We have this mobile production studio. We can do live sports production. Why not us right here in the mix start our own network involving covering athletic events for all eight of the schools? And the athletic directors bought into it and actually funded the startup of the MIC network. And so we started it with two goals in mind. We wanted to showcase the student athletes in the MIC, but we also wanted to provide an opportunity for students who have an interest in media production to be able to get some practical experience. And we think that's the win-win of the MIC network.
And we have some students in here too. As we mentioned, we've got Jason, Harry, and Caesar's now with us this morning. So if any time you guys have questions, feel free to jump in and ask. But, you know, the MIC network, off the website, it says it's the first of its kind place for high school sports fans to experience dynamic programs of the MIC. And, of course, for those, you know, we may not have people that are sports fans that listen to the show. It is kind of a community affairs program. But the schools of the MIC network: Ben Davis, Carmel, Center Grove, Lawrence Central, Lawrence North, North Central, Pike, and Warren Central. I did that in alphabetical order. I did not put Warren Central last on purpose, Mr. Jarrett. But the Mr. Goins is in the studio now as well. Mr. Goins, did you want a microphone here? You're gonna have to unhook that.
I caution you, Mr. Easter, on this move, giving him a microphone.
I was attempting to teach class, and I was rudely interrupted by this familiar voice of Mr. Jarrett, who is a true friend of mine, a great visionary, and what we're doing with this MIC network is outstanding and probably one of the only initiatives of its kind in the country. And I don't think people understand and realize just how powerful it is, because we are kid magnets. And this is an opportunity for kids to shine, opportunities for them to create the resume and also get the experience of a lifetime. It's so much fun, and it's so gratifying as a teacher, as a mentor, to see all these young people coming together, collaborating from different schools, working together, and putting on a polished, I say a polished, network-type broadcast. So it's pretty incredible.
And we have Zion Brown as one of the students that's with the MIC network as well. And he's in our middle room here. Zion, if you're listening out there, you're welcome to come in and be a part of the show as well. But you talk about the MIC network and what it does in those eight schools that are part of the MIC. How do you decide? How do you decide where to go? How do you decide what games to cover? How do you decide which kids to use out of those eight schools, and also the career centers as well? Because both the Walker Career Center, the Area 31 Career Center, also the Javert Light Career Center, you all have students from a variety of schools. Obviously, in here we have, as I mentioned earlier, Tri-West, Plainfield, and Ben Davis represented just in our studio right now. So how do you pull, how do you decide what students to use, and what do you do for students?
Well,
yes, that's the bigger question.
That is great, and that's a great place to start, and I will start with the kids. And let me say this, the MIC Network and the Front Runner and our Next Generation Initiative program is not just for Warren kids, it's not just for kids at the Walker Career Center. It's we're open to any kid in the MIC. Any kid that goes to the MIC schools, and really beyond, any really young person that has a passion for learning media, sports production, video, editing, directing, all of those things, we are open and, again, accessible, and we never charge a kid not a dime for this training. It's really open, but what we want that young person to have is a passion for really developing their skills in the area of media production. So that's where it starts. Now, how we do the games, previous years, again, we get our direction from the athletic directors. They will pretty much in football determine which game that they want us to cover. And again, we're open to any young person within our MIC network that want to be a part of that production. And if I can add this now, because I definitely want to make sure we get this out. Not only are we providing opportunities for these young people to get experience, we also have scholarships that we give out. And in the last 2 years, we've given $13,500 in scholarships.
Wow, I'm going to push the button on that one. Whoops. Yeah. I'm not good, Jesus.
I mean, that's what we're most at. That's one of the things, in addition to the training that we offer, that's the one of the things that we're very, very proud of, that we're able to not only help a young person while they're in high school, but we want to be a part of their success going forward. So kids that want to get be involved with our program, who make a commitment to and are involved throughout the year, they definitely have the opportunity to apply for these scholarships. And again, and I will say that we, although we're on the east side, we have provided a scholarship for a Ben Davis, a student here. So
Michael McGinnis.
Mike McGinnis.
$1,500.
Yeah.
I mean, so,
you can buy some good pizza with that $1,500.
Right. And you know, and Mr. Jarrett and Mr. Naylor and all the people that are involved with this initiative, we had an incredible training session in camp.
Absolutely.
Over the summer, where every day we had professionals speaking to our kids and just giving them life experience of what they've gone through and what they've been able to do. And that stuff is priceless, because we teach, WTHR was represented every day, Ball State, Sports Link, which is one of the only four-year sports initiatives in college, where you can go to school in college, study nothing but sports for 4 years. They call themselves the ESPN of Ball State. They have covered the Olympics. They do the NCAA basketball tournament. But they were there for 3 days. I mean, it was incredible, the opportunity for these young people to get hands-on life experiences in a camp, just to train for what we're going to do this year. So these are exciting opportunities. I applaud Mr. Jarrett. I've known him for a long time. I heard him talking about his high school days, but he failed to mention
the
1976 Final Four first game, when this small team from the rural county, Rush County, Rushville Lions, beat one of his favorite teams, the East Chicago Washington Senators, in the first game. We were down 23 points.
Is there a time limit
in the in the first quarter?
He's
we came
boss,
back and beat.
So I can't
10,
really cut him off.
Came back to beat him by 10. So as I leave, it's not about me. It's about we, obviously. But I just want to thank Mr. Jarrett, and I hope he can stop by the class before he leaves. I know he's a busy man. They've got a game this this evening. But just to promote the MIC network, I, myself, and I know Ben Davis as a whole, we are an advocate for kids. And this is just another opportunity. It's tremendous, because we've had kids that have gone through this and have been the benefactors, scholarships and experience-wise, and they've gone on and created great resume, digital resumes, because of the experience that they've been able to get to MIC Network.
And can I say this for, you know, before Mr. Goins leaves, and Ben Davis, as I definitely want your community to know that Ben Davis and the students here have been a crucial part in the development of the MIC Network and what we're doing. I mean, we can always count on Mr. Goins and the students here. They've always participated. And again, they're learning something from Mr. Goins, because they do come well-equipped to do what we asked of them. So kudos to Ben Davis and the community out here for, again, supporting the programs that you guys do, Mr. Easter and Mr. Goins. Again, that's what it's all about. It's all about us working together. And we saw this as a collaborative effort from day one, and it's all about giving young people opportunities.
Absolutely. Speaking of young people, we have one of our young people right here. I know from time to time you've even used radio students as well. I know last year Grant Covey did some sideline reporting for you during the Emmanuel extravaganza.
Absolutely, yes.
And maybe another game, I believe, maybe did some work with you. But also currently right now, someone went to that summer institute we talked about. We have Zion Brown, our sports director for WBDG. But, you know, Zion is not only a WBDG student, but he's also in BDTV as well. He's just like over here half his day, which these are the kinds of students that, you know, we really love.
Absolutely.
Because they're all in. So he's all up in radio and TV, and he's with us right now. He's also working with you guys at the MIC Network. So, Zion, tell us a little bit about the summer and that summer institute.
Well, the summer institute was great. Like Mr. Jarrett talked about, it doesn't cost a penny. We were there 5 days, and we're fed pizza and donuts every single day.
They always hit the food, right?
The food is always very important.
It's like, yeah, top of the league. Didn't cost a dime, and then we also, gave out free pizza cards. We were given T-shirts by WTHR, and the people that came through for WTHR, pretty much we had every piece of the puzzle almost come in from WTHR, from the on-air analysts, the producers, the cameramen, the social media and digital directors. So it was great to talk to all those people. And, of course, like Mr. Gomez said, we had the people from Ball State Sports Link. They were also really helpful, that came in and talked about their program and just and overall how to manage a sports broadcast. So that was really insightful and helpful. And then we got to do some hands-on later in the week. So that experience, like I said, was all free and didn't cost us anything. You just had to come out. You know, I know for the people on the west side, that's a long drive out there to Warren Central, but it's definitely worth it.
So how do you think, you know, obviously you're going to call our football games. We've got one piece of our puzzle in place for our football broadcast and most of our basketball as well. How do you think, you know, that's on the radio side? You're doing things in TV. You've already one of your preview pieces already up on YouTube for the Ben Davis football team. You did a tremendous job with that. How do the skills that you learn with the MIC Network, how does that apply to everything else you do here at Ben Davis?
It's all in a broad picture. You know, media is media. So learning how to shoot or write or to be on air and radio, they all come together. They all kind of cross paths. So learning anything with media will help you later, no matter what you want to specialize in, you can learn something from each media field.
And, you know, Zion, we've known him for a long time because Zion used to hang out in our booth. His father is one of the administrators here at Ben Davis. So during the games, Zion would come out and just hang out with us up there in the booth, kind of absorb everything. Wow. And then as a sophomore, he stepped in. We had a need and kind of an extracurricular need for sports announcers last year. This year I have like 10 people that are interested in sports. So, yes. But because we do a lot.
Wow, that's excellent.
But he just kind of stepped in. So I want to credit him for being somebody that probably stepped out of his comfort zone early on. You know, he had never done this before. Luckily, he had a guy like Grant that was really a good mentor for him. And, you know, you guys as students, you got Caesar over here in the corner. Caesar's the third, number three in the state in air personality, you know, and he's usually behind the board here. So utilize your fellow students as well, because they can be your mentors. And really want to credit Zion for kind of being a mentor and stepping in. And you know, you did go to that summer institute, so that puts you at a certain level because you absorbed all that information.
And that's, Mr. Easter, you couldn't be more profound in what you're saying. It's all about taking advantage of opportunities. I mean, Ben Davis, Warren Central, Carmel, a lot of the MIC schools have such valuable programs. And for if it's one message that I would like to get to the young people is just don't wait for someone to invite you. Invite yourself. Make your opportunities. We always have, as a matter of fact, I have a sign right by my computer that says, create your opportunity. You know, the MIC Network front runner would never have come into existence if I did not have the mentality of creating opportunities. And that's just not for me. That's for all of us, and especially our young people. Take advantage of the opportunities. Don't sit on the sidelines. You know, if I can use a sports metaphor, get into the game and make yourself known. And again, the last thing is strive to be the quarterback. Strive to be the one that's calling the plays. You don't want people calling plays for you. Strive to be ones calling the plays for your opportunities.
And by the way, you're listening to WBDG-FM HD1 Indianapolis. We're a little over, which is nothing new for school talk. So as long as you don't mind, we could probably a couple more minutes here with you. This is Mr. Dennis Jarrett. He's the executive director of the MIC Network. We're talking about the MIC Network this morning. And just as we get towards the end of the show, what if I'm a student, I'm sitting there in a class, and I'm just, I don't like sports. What can the MIC Network do for that student, a student who maybe wants to be in media, but they don't like sports?
I love that. Great question. And we do have a place for everyone. The MIC Network is just a part of what we call our Next Generation Initiative. And our Next Generation Initiative is where we enable the next generation of media professionals to be successful. It is not sports specific. As a matter of fact, we have students working on other projects. For instance, we do the IUPUI Regatta. That's the canoe race. We've been doing it for 5 years. We have students as a part of that live production down there on the canal downtown. We do work for the NCAA that we have students. Matter of fact, we're working right now on a reality series with the Speedrome. The Speedrome is a small racetrack that has a great history here in our city, great stories, passionate drivers, and we have students who work with us on developing that reality show. So we have other opportunities beyond just sports. We have a lot of other projects, and I would say if anyone student is interested, they can reach out to me, DJarrett2. It's a long email, so I guess I'll leave it for them to contact you, John, and then you can let me know if anyone is interested. We'll get them plugged in immediately, and we will make sure that they get the necessary training for being successful.
And the MIC Network's on social media as well, MIC Network IN, at MIC Network IN.
At MIC Network IN.
And also the MIC Network
.IN
on the website. On the web. As well. I know we're at 8:03 now, but one more thing about the committed series. I know you've got that. I think we've talked about everything else we wanted to talk about this morning. So the committed series, what is that?
Yeah, that's the series that as a matter of fact, I should give her a plug because she has been a vital part of our success. Our executive producer for our game of the week is Aaliyah English, Ball State grad who's come back and does tremendous work for us. She had the idea to do a committed series, meaning we would go and get the stories of our student athletes who had committed for college. And so we would just hear their story. And we think it's not about just letting them tell their story, but it's also about other young people who are aspiring for college and aspiring to get college scholarships and full rides to play athletics, for them to hear those stories, to learn from those experiences. And we believe that will help them be better prepared for their journey toward that college commitment. So that's been great. And I do want to, before we run out of time, I want to make sure that everyone knows that this year we have a great collaborative partnership with WTHR. And though the folks down there have been tremendous, and our game of the week will now be seen on the WTHR Facebook Live platform and their 13 Now OTT app, which is through Apple TV, Roku, and Fire. So, again, our whole vision is to be able to give as much exposure to our student athletes and teams and other students and the work of the students on our crew as we possibly can.
There's so much more we could talk about.
Absolutely.
We needed an hour for this show. The May of MIC Miracles, that's an awesome thing as well. 30 seconds, can you talk about that?
Okay, 30 seconds. Well, I should be able to do this because I'm in broadcasting, right? So, yeah, the Mailman Miracles is a partnership with Papa John's that we do every May. It's conference-wide involving all of the schools. And what we do is raise money through that entire month for worthy causes in the city.
That is just an awesome thing. Last year you fought hunger in the city because that's something that affects – so many of our students here on the west side and across the city of Indianapolis as
Absolutely.
Well. So I'm a big believer in what you do as well. As Emerson always says, and I can't say it like he does, but he said you have an invitation to bum rush the show anytime. So you can call us if you have something that you want to talk about, or like he always says, you can show up at the window. We'll pull you on the air. You can see we've done it already this morning. You know, people show up at the window. You never know. We'll just pull them in. And so we appreciate everything you do for kids and everything Front Runner's doing. And, of course, the MIC Network. First game?
First game. We will train our students tonight at the scrimmage. First game is
Warren and Carmel.
The 23rd, August 23rd, first game. And if you it's Center Grove at Warren Central. Oof. And if you remember how that game ended last year in the semi-state, it's destined to be a tremendous game to start the season out. What a great way to start
season. You've got the scrimmage, Warren and Carmel tonight.
Yes.
And then first game, Warren and Center Grove. And I think you're here with Pike week three.
We're here Davis, for correct? Pike. We love coming out here to Ben Davis. What a beautiful facility. Definitely you guys should be proud of it. We're coming out for the Pike with their new coach to take on the Ben Davis Giants. See who has bragging rights here on the west side of Indianapolis.
Well, Emerson, I went way over. So I apologize, Emerson, for going way over, but he does it all the time too. It's been a great show. And certainly, like I said, we could have consumed a whole hour of programming on this one. But Mr. Jarrett, thank you. Dennis Jarrett, Executive Director of the MIC Network. Thank you for being on School Talk.
Well, hey, thanks again. I appreciate it. And thank you to the students here. Hey, keep doing what you're doing, and we'll work this thing out together.
And that's going to close this out. All right, let's see if I can do this, give this justice. Again, Caesar, I hope I did you justice too as well. Filling in for Caesar this morning is a little under the weather. Anyway, students, you have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their community. What you give out is what you're going to be giving back. It's students. Your future is in the hands of the ones you're hanging with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Copy Mr. Jarrett. Copy Zion. Copy these students in the studio. Copy Mr. Goins. I can't do it like Emerson does, but the sentiment is true. Be a copycat, just copy the right cat. And as Emerson always says, pull up your pants. He doesn't like to see you sagging. He gives him a conniption. He rips up his script. I'm not going to do that today. But still, the sentiment is true. Pull up your pants. The views expressed on School Talk are not necessarily the views of the MSP of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. Once again, we thank you very much. Next week, we'll have the Area 31 Criminal Justice Program. They're bringing their whole AM class over. So it'll be a lot of people here on School Talk. We've never had them on the program before, but Mr. Theobald and that group will be here next week. So, class dismissed. Until next week, Emerson returns on School Talk.